Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Old Humble Distilling Company. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
This is a great spot, Old Humble Distilling Company. Thank you to Joe, not Joe George, owner Joe, no, for having us out. They're going to extend date night until tomorrow, too, while supplies last. So, wow. What a thing. You can't make it out to a Friday date night? How about a little bit of a Saturday afternoon date night? How about a little Saturday evening date night? Well, supplies last, though, so you're rolling the dice whenever you do that. But fantastic drinks, fantastic fantastic time, date night Fridays. You get a little trivia night? You guys ever do a little trivia?
I've done trivia before, but I've only gone out for, like, specific.
I'm guessing
trivia.
The Office?
I like trivia.
Yeah. I do, too. It's fun. I feel like unless it's theme though for something I really like Joe going to the Office, I feel like I suck at it.
Yeah. See, I like the all-encompassing trivia.
I'd rather go to a theme night.
Not me.
You just got to have a good team, though, if you're going to go for all-encompassing.
I go with ringers. I'm always not very good. Trivia night.
You're the sports guy.
You're the one letting them down?
Like the one sport. No, they know what they're getting.
Okay.
No, I'm not letting them down. Like, I'm very honest with who I am and what my capabilities are.
One trick pony.
I'll help you with a little bit of sports. I'll help you with, like, some random nonsense. And then a little bit of TV, because some of, like, the geeks who drink, they'll do, like, which TV show is this from?
Yeah.
Like, I'll help out a little bit there. I'm not helpful at all with any sort of, like, music stuff. Never helpful there. Not my forte, as you guys know. But happy hour Wednesday, steak night Tuesdays. This great spot, Old Humble Distilling Company. Fantastic cocktails. You're going to love it. You're going to love it out here. Right off at 1960 in Humble. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, the HR&P guest line. 2422, he likes themes, too, on the text line. 2422 is a big fan of the themes. Texter, the whole Kansas Jayhawks coaching staff has to make the list. I mean, pathetic. That's a good call.
That's very well deserved for putting them on Bad Take Boulevard.
Yeah, that's bad. My bad take, Tim Duncan isn't a top 10 player at all time.
Maybe he's pretty close, though, so I don't know if it's a bad take. Well, I guess it depends on how low you have him.
Yeah.
Are you saying, like, in the 20s? Because that's probably too far.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't put him in the top 10.
It's close, though.
I think he's in the teens.
Yeah, he's just outside the top.
I think he's closer to 10 than 20, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, see, I don't like the top 10 list because I think Dream's always ranked too low.
Yeah.
And we'll see. In this current group, I mean, it feels like Joker's going to get moved up pretty high, especially if they win another championship at some point into the top 10 for a lot of people.
Yeah, people like him, man.
I mean, his numbers are incredible. He has three MVPs, multiple All-Pros, a championship. If he gets another one, like, he's going to be put in that conversation.
Yeah. All right, top NFL stuff. You see the amount of injuries, especially at the wide receiver position that are out there? Puka's out.
Yep.
Which, who gets the bump there?
Jordan Winnington?
I think Devontae gets the bump.
Oh, I think okay. Well, besides Devontae, because I think you're playing Devontae already.
Why would you say besides Devontae?
Because you're playing Devontae Adams already.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, a DFS purpose.
Okay.
Like, yeah, Devontae gets it. Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure that I would play Whittington. Like, I'm not rostering Whittington, I don't think, anywhere. Now, maybe, like, a value DFS play, maybe, but probably not. Like, I don't know if I trust Whittington or Atwell or their tight ends enough to actually roster. Devontae, I think, gets a boost there. Mm-hmm. Although, like, maybe he's just unplayable in a DFS, though, because, like, you're expecting low-scoring game, overseas, good defense, that sort of thing. So maybe he could be a fade because he might be chalk in a DFS. I don't know. Garrett Wilson, is there anybody playable?
No.
Mason Taylor.
I think he could be playable.
I think because Mason Taylor, now, obviously, the Broncos game, you throw it out. It was awful, that game in London last week. But the 2 weeks prior, he was over 60 yards in each of those games. Like, he's starting to become the go-to target for Justin Fields outside of Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I think I think deep looking for, like, maybe – I don't know if he was going to be that low-owned, though. Because, like, I think a lot of people are thinking along your lines. I'm curious what his ownership will be like in a DFS. Commanders, Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel are probably both going to be out.
Terry's out.
Yeah, he's been ruled out. Debo said we'll have to wait and see, but doesn't look great. Luke McCaffrey season?
I'm kind of intrigued. I mean, he looked good last week. Like,
Ertz is also questionable.
Yeah, I mean, McCaffrey – looked good last week, specifically in kick return, but, like, and then he had the big breakaway play.
I don't hate Jalen Lane.
No, so, like, I'm
kind of deep dark horse.
Yeah, it's not great there.
Ridley's out. Any interest in Elik?
Yeah,
I guess.
Epic AU Manor. I think it's no play across the board.
Yeah, I mean, not until Cam Ward improves.
Downs is out.
So I guess Pierce?
Pierce is a downfield guy, though. I don't think he gets high volume.
Yeah, downfield could help you, though, in DFS, because you're kind of looking for the boom bust. Yeah. So it kind of depends on the format, I guess, there. And then Njoku's out, and everybody's going to play Harold Fannin.
Harold Fannin
is going to be chalk.
Although the weather there, though, we'll see.
Yeah, if it's that 50-mile-an-hour wind. I mean, honestly, Harold Fannin's probably the play anyways at this point. And Njoku's not getting the same target share. Fannin's clearly the favorite, at least for Gabriel.
Yeah, he gets more of the targets for sure.
So I'd lean Fannin for sure.
Did you see Trayvon Diggs is going to be out because he got concussed at home?
What'd he do?
See, this is the million-dollar question. Have you ever taken a spill at home?
Yes, sure.
I have to. I've fallen big time. I took it one time out of a shower. I just busted my
We had someone that worked on the station that got concussed.
So maybe that's what happened. They had socks on carpet.
So went down the stairs.
Socks on carpet is what happened to Trayvon Diggs. It's why he got concussed at home.
Are you serious? Because that's the exact same thing that happened to Beard.
No, we don't know why. Okay. What happened. Okay. But we do know that Trayvon Diggs is not going to play this weekend because he got a concussion while at home last night. Could it be the Dustin Johnson thing? Remember Dustin Johnson was a late scratch at the Masters that one year? And everybody thought it was like Smiley Kaufman was hanging out with Mrs. Gretzky?
Uh-huh.
Who knows?
But, you know, concussion protocol is also tough to get out of, though. So it's probably not what you would lie about.
No, I don't think he's – oh, yeah. No, I think
– yeah, because like
if it happened at home, like they wouldn't know unless you told them,
that's
unless
true.
You reported.
Dustin Johnson was, I hurt my back.
Yeah.
They but, also – he his story was it was socks on carpet going down the stairs.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There were some thoughts that, you know, it was the Mrs. Great One.
Was stepping
Smiley
out.
Kaufman.
Yeah.
But who knows? CeeDee Lamb and George Kittle trending towards coming back and playing this week. That'll be fun seeing that. I like the Cowboy offense. I like watching them. I don't think they're a good football team, but I like watching the Cowboy offense. And then Chuba.
He's back.
He's back. Is it Chuba or Chuba? I always get him confused.
I think it's Chuba.
713-780.
I think it's Chuba.
Chuba or Chuba?
Probably Chuba.
That was priceless.
Probably Chuba.
What do you think that the work share is going
to
be?
Honestly,
here?
I think it's like it's almost like at this point to me they're both no plays at
really?
Least for this week. Yeah.
I think it's still Paul Rico.
I'm too concerned that it's Saturday.
I think I would say it's 60-40 Rico.
The beat reporters were saying that Hubbard was breaking the huddle first at practices.
Well, they did pay him.
So. Yeah, But Rico's been hot. So to me, it's
super hot.
It's if you're gonna, it just I'm
so
worried
hot
that,
right now. That I'm, Rico.
I'm worried that they're gonna look like Seattle, where it's gonna be a split. So like in terms of daily fantasy, I don't think you can really play either. And it's whoever you think would be more likely to get the ball at the 1 yard line.
DFS, it might be worth just playing the same exact lineup and flipping the two. Like you play one in one lineup and you play the other in the other lineup and you keep the rest the same. Just in case one of them goes nuts. Now,
sense.
The fear there is they're just both kind of mediocre and they're, you know, hijacking
like
each other like Seattle. But it might be worth the risk versus, like, a no play whatsoever. Alvin Kamara says he doesn't want to trade.
I mean, it kind of sucks for the market. Like, I was hoping to see Alvin Kamara elsewhere, but.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking of the market at this time when Alvin Kamara just wants to stay in New Orleans?
He wants to stay there and be there for the rebuild.
Maybe he's doing his team a solid and helping out his trade value. If he's publicly saying, I'm not going anywhere.
I don't think that helps his trade value.
Yeah.
Well, I think Alvin Kamara being available was, like, widely seen. Like, that might drive down the price just because they know the Saints have to move on. But now if you're putting it out there, I'm not going anywhere, then maybe that gets teams to – I don't know. I'm trying to think of the rationale
while,
here.
While the player says I'd rather be sipping pina coladas than to get traded,
I think it doesn't
help his value.
I think he just wants to stay near Bourbon Street. Like, he wants to stay in New Orleans.
He's drinking
like,
the Hurricanes.
Like, for whatever
fighting,
it is.
Fighting
like,
people?
Yeah, this is what he wants to do.
He actually fought someone in Vegas.
Have you ever done the hand grenades in Bourbon?
Yeah.
Where they give you the hand grenade and you throw it in the basket?
Yep.
Yeah.
I have not. No,
that is a trip.
That's on one of the. Treat. It's on one of the Bar Rescue episodes, right?
Yeah.
Is it? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they did. I was the one that had like the chair at the beginning. I remember like they have some sort of drink that they lean you back in like this huge like chair.
A barber chair.
Yeah.
Did you see that these trades of the Patriots were offered to move up to the spot where Drake May got drafted?
I did.
I love things like this because it's like, oh, what was the value then? What were some of the dialogue like? This was from Albert Breer. So this is whenever Drake May got drafted by the Patriots. New England fielded a few offers, and Minnesota offered the 11th pick, the 23rd pick, and a 2025 first, and then later pick swaps to move up. New England said, no, we love Drake May. The Giants offered their first, which was the 6th pick, and the 2025 first-round pick. And then I believe a third, which is kind of funny. So 6, future first, a third to move up to get Drake May. Patriots said no. They knew who their guy was.
Yeah, I mean, if you like a quarterback, you're not moving off of him. Like, no.
Patriots got it right.
Yeah, you only ever typically would see that trade happen if the Vikings had a quarterback they would have. I mean, the Patriots had a quarterback they would have liked, and they were going to go elsewhere outside of the quarterback position. So they made the right decision to not move on that one, even though
the Vikings one
would have been tempting.
Yeah, I mean, moving down to 11 hurts, but getting another first that year plus the first the mm-hmm. next year.
But at the same time, like Joe said, like you have your quarterback and he's there and he's attainable. Like you
like
take playing.
I agree. Like I think the Patriots got it right, but playing it out, Bo Nix would have been available at 11, right? Because did he go 12 to the Broncos?
He did.
Yeah.
So I mean, but I think Bo Nix and two first or Drake May.
Drake May.
Yeah, I'd rather. Ooh. See, one's a late first.
So is the other one.
You wouldn't have known at the time.
No, but like they played, but Sam Darnold would probably have been the starting quarterback anyways, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I would have done that.
So like, I don't think their season plays out differently last year.
If you love the quarterback that's there, I think you got to stay in.
Always take the quarterback. Yeah, you always take the guy you want. Draft capital is great, but like it doesn't matter. You could have a million draft picks.
The Giants one would have been interesting because you're looking at Malik Nabers and a top pick in the future.
Yeah. But so like you're doing. Because you're keeping Mac Jones at that point.
You're going with
Neighbors.
You could have had what the Giants had. You could have Malik Neighbors, and you could have Jackson Dart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they got it right.
Yeah, I think that they got it right. That worked out okay for them. 713-780 ESPN. Any chance for the Louisville Cardinals tonight? We'll get college football a little bit later. Lance gets hurt all the time. Yeah, he does. Duncan is top 10. What are you smoking? I can't put Duncan top 10, man. I can't put Duncan. I'll workshop it, but I'm not putting Duncan top 10.
Nope.
Can't do it. You going Duncan or Will Chamberlain?
Will.
Kareem or Duncan?
Kareem.
Bill Russell?
Bill.
I think Bill's actually overrated.
I would go Duncan.
I think he's a bit overrated. Shaq.
I'll go Duncan. Shaq.
Olajuwon.
Olajuwon.
Any other centers that I'm thinking of? You going Karl Malone or Duncan?
I would go Duncan.
I'd probably go Duncan there.
I'll go Duncan.
Barkley or Duncan?
Duncan.
Larry Bird, Duncan.
Bird.
I go Bird easy. Three-time MVP, one of only like two players that have ever done that.
Probably Bird.
Bird's peak was better.
Kobe.
Duncan had more volume. I'm going by position. Are there any other small forwards that come to mind?
KD's not in the top 10 conversation.
I mean, he's going to be one of the highest scorers of all time.
Small forwards, LeBron.
LeBron, small forward. Yeah, good call.
Catch, Ryan.
Six. LeBron would be better than Duncan. Okay, move to shooting guard. Kobe, obviously.
I'd take
Jordan,
Kobe.
Obviously.
Jordan.
That's eight. You want to go old time? You know, Oscar Robertson, is he better? Is he better than Tim Duncan?
Too long ago. Yeah. I'm not going to weigh in there.
I don't know, man. So that's eight with just going off the top of our head. That's without point guards, too.
Mm-hmm. I'd take Magic over him.
Magic, nine. Short peak. Didn't have a ton of volume, but his peak was very, very high. So that's nine guys that are.
His peak was a decade plus.
Steph.
No, he's not that high on all-time lists, Magic Johnson.
I'm just saying he won his first title, what, 80?
Right, but he wasn't. Like, Magic Johnson's not in any, like, career leaderboards.
Okay. Yeah, obviously the back end of his career was cut off.
But. Steph, I would have higher than Duncan.
Yeah, I would too.
Somebody said same. Kobe's not better than Duncan.
That's where a lot of times, like, the Kobe to Duncan, it's like Kobe, Duncan, Olajuwon, Bill Russell. That's kind of your group that when you see a top 10 list that goes from, like, eight or nine to, like, 12. Like, it's in some combination of that order.
Yeah.
Typically.
Okay. Dr. J?
I'd take Duncan.
Over Dr. J?
Yeah.
Oh, how about Jerry West?
I mean, he's not the logo.
The highlights were in black and white.
Oscar Robertson, Moses Malone. That's okay. So Babe Ruth wouldn't be a top 10 player.
I'm just saying, like we could look at the numbers, I guess, but like I don't know. I'd probably lean Duncan.
I think I'm with you that Duncan's closer to 10 than 20.
Yeah.
But he's not in my top 10.
Yeah, he's just outside the top 10. It's not.
Power four, we didn't. I think I would take Duncan over this guy, but power four, we didn't mention Dirk.
Yeah, I put Dirk in front of. I mean, Duncan in front of Dirk.
Yeah, I would take Duncan.
Yeah.
I got him like in my top 12, I think. All right, 713-780 ESPN. Didn't mention Elvin Hayes. Elvin Hayes number one. 713-780-3776. What are your top college games of the week? What are your top college games of the week? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe live from Old Humble Distilling Company on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Next week when we do the fix and we give you our picks for the week, you can drive on over and you can join Brian and myself and Sean Mapes at ESPN Bet inside of La Berge in Lake Charles. We'll be there next Saturday doing shows from 12 to 2 on Saturday and 10 to noon on Sunday. They got their brand new VIP fan cave section that's available for bookings, all new a lot of new menu items, a new chef, and the food area is now available to all ages. They also offer new barbecue offerings every Friday and Saturday. It's a great place to watch the UFC. The MLB playoffs are going on right now. All of your NFL and NCAA action and odds are out for the NBA season. So if you want to look at those win totals before the season starts, get up there this weekend or even still early on in next week. It won't be too late to make those wagers as well. You can also do up to 20 leg parlays, and you can earn rewards on every wager when you use your pen and play cards. La Berge and ESPN Bet also offer a chance to place wagers on all of your Houston area teams. Must be 21 plus to bet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Old Humble Distilling Company. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. We are broadcasting live, Old Humble Distilling Company. Got some people out on some dates. It is date night. Hello? I feel like it should be a hostess. Like, see people. I think I miss my calling. I think I'd be great at that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably make a little more money here.
Huh?
Maybe not much.
I don't know. Those hostesses, it depends on where you're at, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah. Do they still call them hostesses if you're a guy? I think they're just a host, right?
Probably just a host.
Miss my calling.
Yeah.
713-780-3776.
I think that's a terrible job for you.
You know, I think more about that. It's not so much that I don't like talking to people. I do like talking to people. But I like to listen more than I like to talk. Mm-hmm. Like, I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, I don't like talking to people. I was like, you know what? I sound like a jerk. I don't mind talking to people. I like talking to people. But I'd rather listen than talk. Like, I really do. Like, I'm pretty quiet outside of 15 hours a week, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. What are you laughing at?
one of my old coworkers is texting Lexi, our new promo person.
Oh.
Kyle Tucker, future Dodger.
That's probably a good call.
No.
I mean, what do you mean no?
No, they're going to win the World Series. They're not going to sign him.
What do you mean? They're going to sign him to a $40 million contract, 410 years, and they're going to defer 80% of it.
I think it's going to be a rare Philly. I'm not going to back down.
We'll see. We'll see. All right, 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener line. Texter says Kevin Garnett or Tim Duncan. I mean, I'd go Duncan.
Duncan.
The Duncan has the better resume. I like personally, like from like a fan perspective, I liked KG more.
Sure.
Yeah, Garnett was a better highlight.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Duncan was the better player.
Yeah.
Mikal over Duncan, says a texter. What are you laughing at that for?
Mikal over
you
Duncan?
You were sleeping on Kevin Mikal.
Come on. Mikal over Duncan?
Yeah, you were sleeping on him.
Please, show it. Prove it to me.
The up and under.
Okay, cool.
Kevin Mikal was a stud, dude.
I'm not saying he's bad. Again, we're talking about greats versus greats.
You scoffed at the idea of Kevin Mikal being an all-time great.
Because Kevin Mikal's not in the same tier as Tim Duncan.
I disagree.
Okay. Make
the case. I disagree. Kevin Mikal had the up and under. I already made the case.
All right. Next argument.
Did
we solved it. He had an up and under.
Did Tim Duncan ever get fired because of James Harden?
No.
There you go.
He did not.
Boom roasted. Mic drop. We're now actively disrespecting Duncan as a junkie. How? How are we disrespecting him?
I think we all agreed he's closer to 10 than 20. That's
Nether,
not disrespect.
Nether junkie said that Tim Duncan averaged 19 points a game. Yeah, we're calling a guy who averaged 19 points a game one of the all-time greats.
He is an all-time great.
19 points a game, Tim Duncan. Scoffing at the idea of Kevin Mikal being better than a 19-point-a-game guy.
What did Kevin Mikal average?
Kevin Mikal, off the top of my dome, averaged 18 points a game.
Big difference.
Top of
big
your
difference.
Dome?
Huge difference.
Are you looking at his reference page?
No, I looked at his reference page.
Okay.
And also, Duncan or Mikel did it in an age where it was harder to score.
That's true.
Actually, I'm not so sure about that.
Really?
Yeah, because there was the period of time where Duncan.
The 80s had a lot of high scoring.
Yeah, they did.
There was the 90s that went down.
Yeah, thank you, Brian, for making my point.
Well, make it quicker.
Okay.
17.9, by the way, not 18.
Stop it. It's not even funny. The only person that thought that was funny was Brian.
Yep.
That's fine.
Brian's the only person that thought that was funny. No, you had like a lot of those early Jordan champions. Not even early Jordans. Like when Jordan came back after retirement, mm-hmm. remember like there was game, like they were winning games 85-79.
Yeah.
Like I know that the late 80s had like a more physical brand.
But there was more scoring.
But there was way more scoring.
Yeah. It's not as bad as the early 2000s. That's always the worst basketball.
Yeah,
we have like the Pistons finals when it was like 78-74. Mm-hmm. Awful basketball.
Old Dominion James Madison, how much does that move Joe George's needle?
Zero.
Zero. It's the 10th best game according to The Athletic this weekend.
Yeah, I got a lot going on this weekend. I got family in town.
Okay.
Pretty busy.
You're not a big Old Dominion fan.
Got Notre Dame USC going on.
Yeah, it's also on ESPNU.
Yeah, it probably dings it. That does ding it. You're right. Washington and Michigan.
I'm interested by this one. I mean, Michigan, I was thinking about this the other day after we did the hot seat stuff. How secure do you think Sherrone Moore is?
I don't think he's that secure.
After the penalties and everything, like I just wonder
if they go 7-5.
Yeah, I think
he'd be gone.
He's kind of there by default.
Yeah.
So if they barely are there, and then if like Underwood, we haven't seen the college quarterback really flex his NIL money and power yet. So like, could he do that at Michigan to try to make some moves happen? So I think that's like a 6 for me.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that one. I would probably go at about a 5 as well, or 5 as opposed to a 6. Texas Tech at Arizona State.
Well, so Tech's starting Will Hammond, right?
Yeah, they're not.
Officially?
Yep, it's official.
I'm very intrigued by this one.
Yeah, Levitt's coming back, too.
Exactly. Levitt's coming back. So this is one. There's a lot of games this weekend with major college football implications for the playoffs. I think this is one of them.
I'm at a 10 for this game. Give me a little Texas Tech, Arizona State. That's going to be a good one. Georgia Tech, Duke, number 7 on the Athletics. Best games of the weekend.
Yeah, I like Georgia Tech this year, but I have a hard time like getting excited for Georgia
Tech. Is this a basketball game? I'm all in.
Yeah.
Like is Trajan Langdon playing in this game?
Because Duke's got some. Like,
Trajan Langdon.
Duke's fine.
What was that pronunciation?
You're dinging me for a tenth of a point, and you're dinging me from Langdon over Langdon.
I'll go 5.
He said it with so much Southern flair.
I couldn't remember his last name. I didn't remember exactly what it was. Yeah, I like Georgia Tech though. Georgia Tech's fun to me. Like they're
Haynes King's been good this year.
I like their coach a lot. Like they were good last year. People forget. I think they're actually underrated. I think they're disrespected. 12th team in the country. Louisville at Miami, number 6 game. That's actually tonight.
I'm not super interested in this one because I think Miami's just going to boat race them.
Can I tell you that I'm more interested in this game because it's tonight. It's like a Lone Ranger versus tomorrow in a full slate.
What else are you going to watch?
Exactly. Well, there's baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Gossip Girl to catch on. But,
I've been kind of out of the playoffs, so.
Yeah, but I've been a casual watcher of the playoffs myself. But I like that game's on Friday because it's kind of a standalone game.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a Big Ten game, too, but, like, hey, there's only 2 games versus an entire slate.
Yeah.
Number 10, LSU, and number 17, Vanderbilt.
I'm very intrigued by this
Vanderbilt, did I read that this is, like, the first time they've been favored against an SEC opponent, like, in a decade or something like that?
I think so.
2018, the first time they've been favored against an SEC foe.
And I bet you it was a not good SEC team.
Yeah.
I don't think it says it in there, but I bet you it was, like, Mississippi State.
Probably.
Like, it wasn't like anyone of like
a bad Arkansas year.
Yeah, like it wasn't of anyone of value at their favorite. But yeah, I think this one to me is like it's up there because there's, again, major college football playoff implications. I'm an 8 for this one.
Same. Could you imagine how mad they'll be on the Bayou if Brian Kelly loses to Vanderbilt?
I mean, if he loses to Vanderbilt this weekend, they're going to be treating him the way that Penn State treated Franklin, at least from a fan perspective.
Yeah, they're going to be looking for somebody else.
Yeah.
Utah, number 23, and number 15, BYU tomorrow night.
I'm a 1 because I can't with BYU. No,
this is the best rivalry in college football. But you have a dude getting arrested because he threatened to kill Utah fans.
I'm an 8. That's an 8.
That's a 10.
I just can't go over Bachmeyer.
We're 47.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you committed to the bit. I appreciate that. Third best game according to The Athletic. Number 5, Ole Miss. Number 6, Georgia. At number 6, Georgia. Number 9, Georgia.
10.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game.
What do you guys expect from Chambliss having his first SEC road start?
I expect well.
He's been so good this year.
They didn't look great. They didn't look great
against
Washington.
Coming up from a lower
State.
Level, going on the road for the first time in the SEC, though.
Yeah, but like he beat
especially
out,
when it's Georgia.
I know it's at home
teams.
Against LSU, but I mean, I'm a 10. Maybe I'm a 12 out of 10. Honestly,
that's not how math works, Joe.
I just want to watch that game. My eyes on Kirby Smart the whole time to figure out why how he can get fined again.
Second best game, number 20 USC at number 13 Notre Dame.
10. 10. This is the biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah, I think the Trojans roll.
I hate you. No, I think this is – I really do think this is the biggest game of the weekend.
I don't love their number one, actually.
The reason why is because it's the last one. Like, those cowards at USC, they took the Notre Dame game off their schedule officially for next year, even though it's not totally official, the game's canceled.
Yeah.
It's the last one we're going to see. It's the downfall of college football is all these cowardly schools who don't want to play against their rivalries and make their schedule easier, and the Trojans don't want to play the Irish anymore.
Yeah.
So this is it. This is going to be the last one for – I think they're next on the schedule in like until the 2030s.
Until they're in the same league.
Which is what they're doing, by the way, in my opinion.
They're going to play a Big Ten schedule?
I think USC and Michigan has taken Notre Dame off their schedule because they're trying to force Notre Dame into the Big Ten.
Yeah, maybe. Number 11, Tennessee. Number 6, Alabama is their number one game. I wouldn't have that in my top five. And then my number one, JB, is Arizona at Houston tomorrow. UHCougars.com.
Can't wait.
/ticket 713-GO-COUGS. No, but I would have Tennessee, Bama below USC, Notre Dame. I'd have it below Ole Miss, Georgia. Uh-huh. I'd have it below UT, BYU. I'd have it below Texas Tech, Arizona State. And I would have it below, did I say LSU, Vandy?
Not yet, but you are.
There, LSU, Vandy. I'd have all those games ahead of Alabama.
I'm with you.
And Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, good. All right, the fix. We hand you all of our bets for the weekend. Who will be right? Who will win? Do we know a ball? Are you going to tell us or are you going to fade us? 713-780-3776. The fix from Old Humble Distilling Company is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Mike Holley, U of H class in 1990. U of H, the number one game for him tomorrow. He's used to protect the Heisman Trophy winner. Now he wants to protect your business. Been doing it for 25 years. HRP provides comprehensive human capital management services like HR compliance, benefits administration, and payroll. HRP will work with you to customize a plan for whatever you need. Nothing cookie cutter about HRP. You need a little help. You need a lot of help. Anything in between. HRP is going to create a plan for what you and your business needs. Their customer service, second to no one. You'll never talk to a stranger on the other side of the line. You'll be calling someone familiar with you, familiar with your company. I can speak to that customer service anytime I have a question. Quick response, very easy to understand. Let HRP take on the demands of human resources and eliminate your HR burden so you can get back to growing your business. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HRP customize a plan for you, 281-880-6525, or check them out online at HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Old Humble Distilling Company, it's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Jeremy and Joe, Old Humble Distilling Company, right off of 1960. Great time. Get on out here, man. Still time to make it out tonight for date night. They're extending date night till tomorrow while supplies last. You got plans tonight, tomorrow, understand. Come out Tuesday for steak night. Come out Wednesday for happy hour. Come out Thursday for trivia night. They have best cocktails in town. They're phenomenal. Very, very good. You will not be sorry. In fact, you'll thank us even. Maybe you won't thank Joe or I, but you'll thank Brian. You'll be like, Brian, great idea, man. You're an influencer, Brian. This is great stuff. We've always said that about Brian.
That's a big moment for me.
We've always said that Brian's an influencer.
I don't think Jeremy's ever said anything nice to me about whatsoever.
That's not true.
Maybe off the air. Not on the air.
You wear that CJ Stroud shirt well.
Thank you. Well, that's two.
Duncan had multiple all-defensive teams. Bad words. Who cares if he scored 19 points a game? That texter's a moron. Guess the bad word, 713-780-3776. Another texture, he was called the big fundamental. Does that mean any big man who does all the fundamentals will be in the same combo now? It's a big basic, the big fundamental, Tim Duncan. All right, the fix. Time for the fix. where we give you our favorite plays of the week. We also do it draft style. We do reverse order of standing. That way the team that's in last place or the person's in last place has first pickings of the full slate. Last week I was 1-2. I fell to 7-8, second place on the podium. Brian was 2-1 last week. He had a winning record, but is in last place overall at 6-9. And Joe George swept the slate. 3-0 as he jumped into first place with an 8-7 record. Really speaks to the mediocrity of us all. that we have a combined slightly under 500 record. But Joe at 8-7, I'm at 7-8, Brian at 6-9. Brian, lead us off.
All right, so you guys mentioned this game in the last segment, but I'm going to go Georgia Tech as a small road underdog, plus 2.5. To get the I think they went outright, but I'll take the 2.5 and pick Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Go Haynes King.
That's not so bad. That's pretty good. I'll go NFL.
Okay.
Which I am playing from a disadvantage. You guys have a two slates. I have one to choose from. I just want to point that out. The game
Soft.
That I will be going with first. Jets. Don't let the records fool you.
Wow.
Don't let the Jets winless 0-6 fool you. Don't let the Panthers mediocre 3-3 record fool you.
Are they really 3-3?
The wow. Jets are going to beat the Panthers. It is time for Aaron Glenn. Shout out Nimitz. Shout out Humble Little League Football. Jets. I think it's a like a great vibe that we're in Humble
wow.
too. As I'm picking Aaron Glenn.
Very true.
Aaron Glenn and the Jets to beat the Panthers plus 1.5.
Wow, I didn't think we'd see a Jets pick this season.
You got it. Call me Jake Asman.
I'll be honest. I looked at that game too. I shied away for the obvious reasons, but I think you're onto something.
Well, now that I know you picked it, I wish I wouldn't.
I didn't pick it.
All right, I'll start off with the one that got me to my 3-0 last weekend. Give me the Bears, minus 4.5. I think they crushed the Saints this weekend. I don't think this game's going to be close. DJ Moore is going to play. DeAndre Swift is going to play, even though that was up in the air, it felt like yesterday. So I'll take the Bears, minus 4.5, first of all. And then, oh, man. Give me the Aggies, minus 7.5. Arkansas has been playing a bunch of close games, but I'm really impressed with what the Aggies are doing this year. I think they win this game by 10 points.
Okay.
Sounds like the Aggies.
Gig 'em. Marshall Reed, Wrecking Crew defense. I'm not mad at it. Second game that I will pick. I like the green teams this week. I've been losing money on this team, too. It's very dangerous of me. But I think that they bounce back. Eagles go into Minnesota. They're 2.5-point favorites. Give them the points. Eagles bounce back this week with a quality road win at Minnesota. Give up the 2.5. Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right. So since we added this to the slate as one of our options, I'm going to go ahead and take two of them right here. I'm playing two unders. Both in the NFL.
Boring.
One with the game that Joe's already pointed out. I'm not playing that one. I thought about it. I forgot what I wrote down for a second. Rams-Jaguars is my first one. The over-under there is 44.5. It's a game in London. I think these are two good defenses. Obviously, the Rams missing Puka. I think that everything here points to an under on the 44.5. The other one, I'm taking under 40.5 on Broncos hosting the Giants. The Giants, obviously, without Malik Nabers. Last three games, the Broncos allowed 3 points, 17, 11. I don't think the Giants can do their part to put that game over.
All right.
I like it. I like that one.
Last game that I will go with, my final pick. I like weather games.
Okay.
I like weather games in the regular season. I think it's a great neutralizer. I think it's valuable to take an underdog that's a better team, actually. Whenever you have a weather game, even though they're on the road, give me Mike McDaniel, that crackhead, and 2.5 points. Swim, Finn, swim.
Put a crackhead on him.
I mean, am I wrong?
I don't know. At least throw it allegedly.
It's my
swim, Finn, swim.
My favorite game of the weekend. My big play, as they would say. I would
your
take
lock
this,
of the century?
I would take this game if it was up to 15, honestly. I think Mike Vrabel is going to go into Nashville, and he is going to put a whooping on the Tennessee Titans.
What is the number?
6.5. I think the Patriots are going to roll over the Tennessee
Titans.
You
should tease it.
To 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, like.
Maybe not for the game
Maybe tease it to 10.
Yeah, but like, man, like, I would I would take that number at a big number. So I'll take the Patriots minus 6.5.
That's a good call. Vrabel's out for revenge.
Which one of us knows ball? Which one are you fading? Which one are you telling? That's the fix with Jeremy and Joe. When we come back, who's the junkie of the day? Who is your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe live from Old Humble Distilling Company on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All right. Something I'm not fading is Burger Chan, because Burger Chan has the best burgers in the whole damn season. So football season is here, and that's the best way to celebrate to me. If you're watching one of these big college football games on Saturday, any game from the NFL slate on a Sunday, best way to do it is with the burger from Burger Chan, and throw in some fries and tots as well. So I know you've got a ton of options when it comes to great burgers in Houston. We're a great food city, but Burger Chan makes the freshest, tastiest burgers in the city, without a doubt. But you don't have to take my word for it, because they have the awards, they have the trophies, the hardware to back that up. In 2023 and 2024, Burger Chan was ranked by Yelp as one of the best 100 restaurants in the whole country. Not just best burger places, not just best places in Houston, one of the best restaurants in the whole city, and it's right here in our backyard, literally right downstairs from our radio station. So clearly, Burger Chan, a place to go. But how do you like your burger? Get any way you want it, but on Monday, I was filling in for Michael Carroll, wasn't on the show, but I went down and got myself a burger, some loaded tots from Burger Chan. I got mine with crispy onion strings, cheddar cheese, lettuce, mustard, and on their sweet sourdough bun. But you can get your burger any way you want it. You can get bacon, fried egg, charred jalapenos, kimchi, relish, avocado, any way you want it. Maybe you get it on a brioche bun instead of the sweet sourdough. Maybe you want barbecue sauce, or try their house-made scallion aioli. It's absolutely delicious. Regardless of how you like it, rejoice that Burger Chan has now extended their hours. More time to try that fantastic menu. Burger Chan now open Monday for lunch and open for dinner service Wednesday through Saturday until 9, in addition to the normal hours the rest of the week. But you want to stop by on Mondays in particular, because they're partnering with us to celebrate big wins this football season on Victory Monday, which will be Tuesday this week after the Texans beat the Seahawks. Any Monday, or in this case Tuesday after a Texans win, stop by Burger Chan to claim your free side with the purchase of an entree. I mostly go with the burgers, but they also make delicious chicken sandwiches, fried fish sandwiches, hot dogs, falafel, and breakfast sandwiches as well. Just stop by on Tuesday this week, Monday normally, after a Texans win. Mention my name, Brian. Mention ESPN 97.5, or just say, "Go Texans," and you'll get a free side with your entree. Burger Chan, best burgers in the city. Find them at 5353 West Alabama, and see their full menu at BurgerChanHTX.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Old Humble Distilling Company. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Thank you to owner Joe for having us out today at Old Humble Distilling Company. Really enjoyed our time out here. Fantastic cocktails, fantastic spot. You got to swing on by. Date night going on right now, as we can see. They're having a great time on a date night. That's a better time on a date night that I've ever had. I think it's the place. I think it's the setting.
What's the over under for like in a month?
For who?
You. Date nights.
Half.
Just watching Netflix at the end of the night count?
No. I feel like you have to like leave the house.
You have to leave the house.
I need to do once a month.
Yeah. I mean, you do travel a lot.
So. Yeah, but once a month needs to happen. Yep. I need to be better about that. You know, I thank Old Humble Distilling Company for bringing that to my marriage.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I thank them for that. But hey, come on out tonight for date night. They're carrying it over until tomorrow too, while supplies last. Can't make it out. You already have plans this weekend. We get that. Come out for a steak night on Tuesday. Happy hour on Wednesday. You like to test your wits against others. Trivia night on Thursday. Or just come on by for an outstanding cocktail. Two-time award-winning last 2 years with some of the cocktails that they mix up. Fantastic. You're going to love your time. You'll thank Brian. You're going to send Brian a DM and say thank you, Brian. All right, junkie of the day, 713-780-3776. What is your junkie of the day, Joe?
I think we'll start off here with the leaked video that apparently didn't come from the NFL films. They've already had to say that they didn't leak it, of Jordan and Bill and was it Matt Patricia?
I couldn't tell who else was in the room.
I can't remember who the other coach was.
Why would Patricia be there?
I think it's from last year.
Just for their show?
Yeah.
Like that show they were on the WB or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it was Patricia. Yeah. It's just all of it is It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's awkward to watch. It's clear who runs the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, whatever her name is, relationship. It's very,
I think
very
we already
awkward.
Knew that answer.
Bill Belichick's whoop-hot.
Yeah, yeah. It's not good. I also just want to nominate USC for canceling the USC-Notre Dame rivalry, being a bunch of cowards.
Yeah, Notre Dame's not up to that level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're up to a Pac-12 schools level. They're not up to a Big Ten teams level.
You're right.
That's why everybody's getting rid of them in the Big Ten.
That's true. They're all scared of them.
USC. That's going to be a fun game, though.
I am looking
forward to that game.
My office is nasty.
It's going to be a good football game. My first junkie that I'm going to nominate, Broderick Jones.
Who?
Broderick who? Broderick Jones was the dude who jumped on Aaron Rodgers' back yesterday. He's a junkie for happiness. He's a junkie for joy, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't like that. He doesn't like joy. He doesn't like happiness. Stop jumping on Aaron Rodgers' back. Just because he's carrying your football team before last night, just because he's carrying your football team doesn't mean he's going to carry your 300-pound body.
Yeah.
Broderick Jones, do not jump on your 42-year-old franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I mean, he yelled, "Get the bleep off me."
It was so funny. That look that he gave. He gave him the death stare.
That's a 15-yard penalty if the defense does it.
Aaron Rodgers gave Broderick Jones a look that he gave his family whenever he abandoned them.
Wow.
Broderick Jones might get cut because of this.
No way. He's protecting him, though. He's a starting lineman.
He was a good Chicago.
Andrew Filippino.
Oh, yeah.
A radio host in Pittsburgh said that if the Steelers lost to Joe Flacco and the Bengals, that he would get his nipples pierced.
Has he done it yet?
I don't think he's done it yet.
He better do it.
He should have done it on the air today.
And I think he said with, like no numbing cream or whatever.
Wow.
He's going to do it straight.
Ugh. Rough
just,
look.
Just thinking about it.
Rough
what's
look.
What's your joke?
I'll self-nominate myself for thinking, Nate Pearson's from the Woodlands?
Yeah.
I forgot.
He's actually from Florida.
Alex wanted to nominate you, too, for the junkie of the day.
For the same thing?
Brian, drinking and giving takes doesn't go well together.
Well,
not a great mix.
Not with Nate Pearson, no.
A mixologist wouldn't approve. All right, what's winning?
I think the guy that might get his nipples pierced.
Yeah.
Filipino? I like Filipino or Belichick. Either one.
I think I like Filipino.
All right, Filipino. You're
a winner. Because I don't think he's going to do it.
Yeah, that's soft.
Coward.
Filipino, you win. Does it for us. Thanks to Ryan Morrow for the great work. BMAC for bringing us out here. On-site engineering. Thanks to owner Joe and Old Humble Distilling Company as well. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.